Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that is the voice of Dustin Fox, who was on these airwaves a little about 12 hours ago, a little over that, a little under that.
A little under, more. About 12 and a half we went off the air.
You signed off at 1:30?
135.
135. That was it.
That was it.
I'm sure the callers were very calm and relaxed.
They were very accommodating. They were very reasonable. They were poised. I was proud of our fans last night. They were excellent.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Where do we start, Adam?
I mean, this was just an absolute, flat out embarrassment.
Yeah, and it's so weird, a football season.
Yeah.
Right? You lose in a humiliating fashion to the Titans. We were down. You come back. You lose to the Rams. The offense makes some mistakes. We're killing the coach.
Sure.
The offense looks bad through 3 weeks. Last week, it all comes together. You're on the road. You're playing a team you think is good. And you dominate. And then this week, Monday Night Football, you get absolutely destroyed. As bad a loss as you're ever going to see. The quarterback could not play. Could you play a worse game than he played yesterday? I guess you could turn over six times. I mean, I don't. You know, you can't play much worse than Baker played yesterday. On one of the leagues I have in for fantasy football, he got me -2 points. -2 points. That's how bad it was. It was a pathetic, pathetic performance. And you know, the reality is that this offense and this quarterback that we had complete faith in have played terrible football in 4 out of 5 games this season.
That's right.
That's just a fact.
That is a fact.
Now, the Niners showed you something. They've played really well defensively. They've continued to do it. And we still got to get through a lot more games before we know what these teams fully are, right? Things are up and down. It wouldn't surprise me if the Browns bounce back to Sunday
and
beat Seattle.
They absolutely could beat Seattle. I think the spread in the game is 1 point.
Right.
So
you never know from week to week, right? Yesterday we're saying the Browns have the most talent in this division. Today we're like, oh my God, what a disaster.
Yep.
But the reality is, Dustin, that this is not good enough. That this team has a lot of talent.
They do.
Has done a lot of talking. Has made a lot of promises. And they have not delivered. Even a defense that played well 3 weeks in a row.
Yep.
Got humiliated yesterday. And all the talking that this team has done, especially Baker Mayfield, came back to bite him in the rear end yesterday. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this team has talked a lot of junk all the way back since last season, right? When the team got on a little bit of a win streak at the end of the year, they've done a lot of talking. And as we said through all the summer, it's all good, man. You win, to the winner go the spoils. Talk all the trash you want, but the second things don't go your way, it's going to be used against you. Teams are going to use it as motivation. You're going to get the flag planted on you. You're going to get trash talk during the game.
And you can't say anything about that.
And you can't say a damn word about it because you flat out got your ass kicked yesterday. And there's no other way to put it. Pure and simple.
Yeah. Now, the stuff about the handshake is nonsense. Baker shook Richard Sherman's
hands. Sherman's
backpedaling
on this. You know, listen, Mike Silver ran with this story last night because he got some quotes from Sherman after the game.
And there were some good quotes.
They were, but, you know, Sherman lied about what occurred. And now he's backpedaling on social media and also blocking people who are pointing out the video where he blatantly lied about Baker Mayfield not shaking his hand. Baker Mayfield did shake his hand. Baker Mayfield did not shake his hand a second time, which in my opinion is not unprofessional. It's not egregious. It's not something that should warrant any sort of commentary or bitching from Richard Sherman. He needs to shut his mouth with this stuff. You won the game. Now, you can say all you want about, hey, these guys are cocky, they're brash, you know, they do a lot of talking. That's fine.
Yes.
And he's right.
Yes,
they gave it to the Browns yesterday. And the Browns deserved it. They didn't show up. They didn't get off the plane. They didn't show up to the stadium. And in fact, they wanted to leave the stadium early, I think.
That is correct. I thought the team quit at the end. I thought they came unprepared to play this game, and that's on the coach. I thought Baker Mayfield was scared. The offensive line got destroyed.
Destroyed.
The defense was pitiful. Pitiful. And as much as I love Myles Garrett, you know, we thought this was a big battle of pass rushers. The Browns pass rush did nothing. Myles Garrett's non-factor in the run game. Nick Bosa, that was an all-time performance.
He was unblockable.
Now, I know there was
feel bad for our tackles.
I know Keith brought up something that was mentioned in the morning show about, you know, who would you rather have, Myles Garrett or Nick Bosa? And that's just, I'm not going to say I'd rather have Nick Bosa based on one game. That's silly and unfair. I think Myles Garrett's a great player, and time will tell who you'd rather have. I think they're both going to be great players. But the only thing I'll say, Dustin, is I never saw Myles Garrett have a singular performance like Nick Bosa did yesterday. That was incredible. That was an incredible performance. I felt like he was in the backfield in every freaking play. He treated Greg Robinson like he was a rag doll. He exposed the offensive line, but...
You still feel good about Schobert?
Yeah, I mean, he played terribly. Well, everybody played. I got to single out him.
I'm just saying.
I mean, who played well?
On defense, nobody. They were exploited.
Who played well? Nick Chubb?
He didn't get an opportunity.
No, he played well. That's it. I thought he had like almost 100 total yards.
All right, that's all.
He was effective.
They only had 180 yards of total offense.
I mean, I thought he was effective when he got the opportunity. Who else played well? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody did anything. There was no effort. Antonio Callaway's got to make that catch, even though it was not a good throw.
It was not a good throw. Okay,
it's a bad throw by Baker.
It was a bad throw by Baker.
He's loose with the ball when he's getting hit. He fumbled once. He should have fumbled. He could have fumbled another. He fumbled another time, but they recovered it. They got lucky.
Look,
he's running around like a chicken without his head.
I'm not writing Baker Mayfield off, but something's wrong here.
This is not the same player we saw last year.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's I don't think it's lack of focus, but I mean the guy's in every commercial.
Yeah, at least we got him in commercials.
Him in commercials.
Yeah, he's mowing the lawn. He's having parties at the stadium.
You know,
I mean, that's great. I'm excited.
And
about
I don't
that.
Know that affects. I mean, that stuff's all done in the offseason.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, he's never.
You can't
be in commercials if you
can't be.
You can't be in commercials if you can't win football games.
And you can't be snarky after one win over the Ravens and say, "Oh, where are all the doubters now?" And then put out a performance like this. And I've been as big a Baker homer as anybody going into the season. But I'm not going to excuse this. He's playing garbage football. Every time he plays poorly, the real apologists want to blame only the offensive line. And I know the offensive line isn't good, but where were those people when you and I were saying the offensive line's not good enough, and everybody told us, oh, it's all in the quarterback. You got Baker, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everybody said that. Yep. We got scoffed at by other radio hosts. We got scoffed at by most of the fans. So now that the offensive line is not performing that well, and now everybody wants to blame the offensive line. And now it's not Baker's fault. Well, a lot of this is Baker's fault. He's playing garbage football, and I'll give Colin Cowherd credit. He put out a good stat there. If you take out the two Bengals games last year, Baker's thrown like 24 touchdowns and 22 picks outside of the two Bengal games, where he threw 7 touchdowns and no picks.
Yeah, I mean he's a walking turnover right now.
He is more turnovers than any quarterback in the NFL since he made his debut. It's not good enough. You don't get anointed based on a couple of wins last year. The coaching's not good enough. The playing's not good enough. This team has way too much talent to have been blown out twice in 5 games and lost 3 of 5. I mean, they just got absolutely humiliated. Bosa's talking trash. Sherman's talking trash. These guys want... It may be time for Baker to just shut up for a little bit.
He's got 4 touchdowns, 8 picks.
and at least
he's the worst quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean,
other than Luke Falk.
Well, I mean, he doesn't count. The worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
Legitimate starting quarterback. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't see anybody playing worse than he is. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It really is.
And now, right now, last year doesn't mean anything. That was ugly. And again, it's a long season.
It is.
This division doesn't appear to be very good. I'm not writing the Browns off. But
I'm
they
not
got
writing them off either.
But we need some consistency here. But to put a performance out like that.
But you don't know who's going to show up. That was not the Cleveland Browns we saw against Baltimore. If that team shows up against Baltimore,
yeah,
reverse the score.
Yeah, or, well, I don't know about that because the Niners might be better than Baltimore, but at least it'd be a good game.
I don't know how much better they are.
Dustin.
Adam, yeah. I don't care who. First off, the Niners are a good team.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Niners are, on a normal day when the Browns actually show up, 25 points better than the Browns.
No, they're not. No, come
What's
on.
What's the final score? 31-3,
yeah.
28 points better, excuse me. I don't know if that's the case. They're not 28 points better than the Browns.
No.
They were yesterday because the Browns decided not to show up.
And that
happens in this league.
And that Juszczyk injury will be big for them.
It will be big for them. Yeah. But the Browns could bounce back this week. It's not
Definitely.
Panic time.
No.
The Browns could beat the Seahawks and be 3-3 by, and all of a sudden we're just looking back like, man, let's figure this out now. Because why are we not showing up consistently?
Oh, yeah. The Browns could still win this division. They're only a game back of Baltimore, and they beat them already. Nothing's over, but Dustin, if they had gone to San Francisco last night and lost and played a pretty good game and lost 31-28, we'd be bummed today, but sure. We wouldn't be like, that was a disgraceful performance.
It was despicable, as Adam would say.
It was.
It's not the team that we expected when the season began. Yeah, they've got issues. Look, this Odell Beckham thing is a problem right now. They're trying so hard to get him the football.
Yeah.
That I think it's a detriment to the offense.
I don't know. Why is it so complicated? He's a good player. Why is it so complicated?
I don't know.
Getting the ball
Adam.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong on this. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
The team they're forcing it to try and get him the ball.
Yeah.
And it's screwing up everything else on offense.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about here. Obviously, we're going to hear from all the parties involved on a disastrous Monday night performance. I can't even call it a performance. The game was over in like 2 seconds. That turnover off of Callaway.
Hey, Damaris Randall.
Yeah.
Take a better angle.
Oof.
I mean, how fast is that dude?
Breida.
Is he a track guy?
He's impressive.
He's got to be a track guy. I mean, he turned, like, he made Damaris Randall look like an offensive lineman.
And last night, Breida and Coleman looked like Sanders and Emmett Smith. I mean, they couldn't stop him at all.
What a story that Matt Breida, too. I didn't know that about his parents.
I didn't know that either.
He was adopted,
yeah.
And they have health issues.
Right.
Jeez, what a great story.
And, I mean, Browns had no answers on either side of the ball. It was an absolutely pathetic performance. Everybody was terrible, except for Nick Chubb. I can't give you anybody else to play. Who else? You name a single?
You know the good thing?
I'll give you a second player who played well.
Who? Oh,
two
Gillen,
guys.
Gillen.
The Scottish Hammer. That's it.
The hammer's good.
Yeah, that was it. Scottish Hammer, Nick Chubb, everybody else, you suck right now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.